Welcome to the coffee break, everybody. Nice to see you so far. I see Peter and Marshman and Sasha Rickman.
Here I am.
How you been?
Good.
How's the internet? There seems to be like that little bit of a delay.
Is there a delay with me?
A little bit. Hold on. Maybe not.
Okay.
All right, let's get that taken care of. Okay, Peter, how's everybody doing?
Good.
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 Good. Hey, this week I've got, I've re-uploaded some of the show because I had some problems with the recording from the Pinebook Pro. So it was like 240p. It was like season one.
that's funny.
That's been re-uploaded. Sasha, tell us about yourself. How are things?
Oh, things are awesome. I've just been working away at the house. This is the first day we've been double digits, so
it's lovely.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I hear that other parts of the world, like Ontario, are having like a heat wave right now.
Yeah.
But I have my internet hooked up.
Hello. Sasha, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
I'm glad to hear that your internet is working.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
And this is like my first like trial Zoom run beyond like with my sisters. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
you'll let me know if anything's weird. Other than me, I'm just generally weird.
I wasn't going to say
weirdo here.
Join the club.
We're gonna rename this broadcast the Weirdo Club. How's that?
Yes.
At least.
Well, speaking of weird, I feel like Marshman partially disappeared.
I did
because
he stood up.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has a background running
mystical. That reminds that background reminds me of the poltergeist of Baldoon, Ontario, from Becca's channel. Because that's got the house on the one side, stars moving in the background. Very nice, very nice.
Should I go back to the bird background for Sasha?
Yes,
that's yes.
It certainly is entertaining, and it's
it sure is. Kept us amused. Kept us amused for a whole half hour.
Oh boy,
that's my life. There's like 10 million birds in my backyard. One of the trees seems like it's decorated for Christmas with birds almost all the time. They're eating the pine cones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all so noisy, like lovely noisy. They are white-throated sparrows. So they like do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Starting at like 4:30 in the morning.
They sing in Morse code. How cool.
Yeah.
Sasha,
yeah.
You may be surprised to learn the bird that you see behind Bill is, in fact, not real.
No.
I know. Yeah. I know. It looks so realistic, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I thought for sure. The seagulls here are the size of turkeys. Like, they're huge. And all they do is eat crab all day long over at the crab plant. So they actually look really healthy. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
<Not stupid.
laughs> Yeah. Now, Marshman, are you on vacation or do you have a holiday today too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. Yes. It's Memorial Day today. So here in the States, we've got a holiday. So. Yep.
Well, happy Memorial Day.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I hope
and
you
you're
enjoy.
Working. I'm so sorry.
And I'm working. Yeah. Yeah. Here I am.
You had Victoria Day last Monday. No, don't get greedy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I want dual citizenship just so I can take both.
Right.
It doesn't work for me. I can't take Australian holidays when I'm over here, so it doesn't work for me.
You could. You could. You could.
You might as well.
I wouldn't have a very long employment history if I did that, though, do you think?
You could just do what I do and pretend you don't understand time zones and be like, I'm not late. Oh, yeah. I'm right on time in Australia.
Look at that. I had an American calendar. It said it was a set holiday.
I had it when
so.
That happened. Yeah.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
So
hey, you know the interesting.
You got your pine time?
I do. There it is. It's
it
mounted.
Arrived?
It's mounted on my
on a pie.
It's mounted on my Raspberry Pi, using they call it poster tack. It's a knockoff of blue tack, and I'm using it so that there's the back of it, and when I'm ready to program it, I will just connect the wire up and go. I got to that point about midnight last night, and I finally said, "I'm done. I'm tired. If I keep going with this, I'm going to tear it up, and I don't want to tear it up." So
listen up, kids. You've got to get a strap for that, and that's what you're going to strap to your wrist right there. That's just don't get caught at the border with that BP9.
The battery is. So I have to push the battery out of the way, you know, like 90 degrees, so that I could. Yeah, it does look awfully suspicious with all that with all that goop around there, doesn't it? Yeah,
especially if you get the timer going backwards.
I can't make it tick though. I could make it, but well, could I? No, it doesn't beep. It doesn't have a speaker in it. It has the actuator on it though. So
okay. Oh, there you go. Make
better,
it vibrate
Sasha.
Every second.
That's true. Now I don't know whether you've seen this, Robbie. Oh, you don't have yours yet. Oh, I'm sorry.
Burn. Hi, Solbu. Oh, look at that. We just changed the subject to Solbu. Hi, Solbu.
Yeah, I was waiting for the meeting to start, and then I was trying to show Sasha the meeting ID, and I noticed that it's changed.
Yeah, Robbie went and changed the meeting ID on us.
Look at that.
And he also changed the password.
Yes, he did.
I did figure it out.
This is the...
You figured it out? Yeah. You're here.
This is the
I'm glad you're here, Sasha. So how do you wire into that?
You don't. What it is... So this is the back of the unit, right? On this side are the charging connectors, right? Mm-hmm. And they also have magnets, and so the whole point is that it'll drop right into the charging cradle, and then these connections on the back will charge, right?
Oh, okay.
This is the camera open. Oh, not the camera. The heart sensor opening. Mm-hmm. It's a window. And this is the charging connectors. But I couldn't figure out what this was and what it is.
It looks like a spring mechanism?
It is. It's a spring mechanism that makes electrical connection with the circuit board. It is the actual actuator. It's the vibrator. So there's a small weight. You can see it's a silver thing, a small weight right there. It just spins that whenever it wants to whenever it wants the thing to vibrate on your wrist. So, that's what that's for. But in order to program it, all I need is the front face part, which looks really, as you noted, looks really suspicious with wires and all that. But
it looks a little bulky to have around your wrist.
Just a little bit, yeah.
However,
just a bit.
You would stand out.
Yeah, I bet. All right. Yeah, look at that time. Wow, look at that. Oh, yeah, that'll wait. No worries. She'll be right.
You're just waiting for someone to say, "What time is it?"
No, not really.
Let me tell you.
Not really.
Pull back your suit jacket.
I did finally finish the fast line. I put it on the Discord yesterday or something. I put the password on Discord, gathered a picture of it. Well, yeah.
Oh, the power supply that he was making. Yeah. Looks like an ATX kind of computer chassis that you've mounted a whole bunch of high voltage stuff into that scares the crap out of me.
It's only 32 volts, Robbie's not dangerous.
92?
32.
32.
32. 32. Oh, okay.
So it's finished now, and I put the back on it and put it upstairs somewhere to use it. But it works now. So it's all together now. It looks a bit like a BP9 thing with all the wires sticking out of it at the moment.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, all you need is a pine time to mount with sticky tack up to the top of it, and then you go. Now you got a rig that you don't want to get caught with.
That'll work.
Peter talking about he's taken it looks like a computer chassis and put a bunch of components into it to create his own power supply unit, which is pretty neat. So Peter's really gifted at that kind of stuff, the circuitry end of things.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Sasha, what's new? Like, what's going on? We haven't seen you for a while, so I feel like it'd be nice to kind of catch up while we can.
Here, you know what I'll do is I will maybe I'll switch around my camera and I can like give you a little bit of a walkthrough of what I've been doing.
Yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please.
If I can. Okay, so let's see. I'm really new at this.
I'm getting really dizzy. Wow. So, okay, here we are. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
So, have you ever taken carpet adhesive off of floorboard? It's horrible.
Very difficult.
I've been using that iron on steam and just steaming the bejeebas out of that. Then also I have to remove all of this wallpaper. Some of it's painted. Gosh. Also with the steam setting.
It looks like
you're
gutting the place. Like you're completely redoing the place.
We are completely redoing the place. It's sad to say that we are going to get rid of this mural because there was a bit of smoke damage. Keith painted this, actually. Keith and Dave's brother, Tim.
Keith is Dave's father, for those who don't
know. Yes. This is my bedroom. Everything in this house is in disarray right now, so please forgive me.
Of course.
This is the guest room for everybody who's going to come visit. It's not ready for you, though, so don't come yet. Because of COVID, you would not be allowed in.
Just tell me where the nearest airport is, Sasha. That's all I need to know.
Just a it's a three-hour drive. I could use the help, actually, if you wanted to show up. It's a three-hour drive. It's an hour and a half. An hour and a half to the nearest Walmart.
Oh, no.
See that powder blue toilet? That's a real thing in life. That's changing.
It's a big place, Dash.
This is another house. Another house. Another room. Yeah,
Through this door is another house.
Now, is it all one floor, Sasha? Or is there more than one floor?
So far. There is more than one floor. Okay. I could give you the whole tour. I don't know how much time we have. Okay.
We've got
so then
all
here's
the time that Robbie will let us have.
Okay. Stop me if I'm getting too crazy.
About 10 minutes.
This is the dining room. Okay.
And your Wi-Fi is holding up. This is good.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
This is actually a really good test to see whether or not it'll hold up through.
Yeah.
This is the kitchen.
The strongest.
You're missing drywall.
Like a kitchen.
No, it looks like a gutted room to me. That's a huge kitchen.
Yes. Oh, is anybody here an electrician? See this black around the outlet? What is this?
Is that mold? That's scary. No, that's what that is.
That's
it
a short
looks scary
circuit.
To me too.
That's a short circuit. Oh, okay. You'll need to replace that. You'll need to replace that insulation, and you'll need to have an electrician check the wiring to make sure it's safe. Because
and a plumber also, because that's how our sink drains.
Oh boy!
Okay, so
I can't wait for you to do a bath test.
I'm bringing this. Is what's that, Peter?
You need to do a bath test on the wiring as well. That's probably you can think of.
Yeah, electrician. No, that's not common here, Peter. But definitely, you'll need an electrician to come in and check the wiring out.
I think it's safest to say with that kind of thing, just don't mess around. Get somebody in that is licensed.
Yes.
That
knows
licensed.
What they're doing.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. Yep.
For sure, that's because what we're doing. Okay.
It might just be a loose connection, Sasha, but the fact is if there's one in one place, then there may be others elsewhere.
That
and that's what you need to... Absolutely.
So now we are entering into the abyss.
This is the
attic.
That's an attic.
These are Dave's old childhood toys. This is... Dave would die if he knew I was showing you this. That's his potty from when he was a baby.
That's a nice
view from the attic.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
That's gorgeous.
Okay. Wow. And then if I go to the other side of the attic, obviously there's still like lots of work that needs to be done up here.
This is like a horror movie.
Yeah.
When you move really quickly.
This is going to be my Cat 5 office.
There's plenty of room up there. But is it insulated though? I mean, what's it going to be like in the middle of summer?
That'll be hot.
Well, it's really stinking hot right now.
I'm not surprised.
There's no insulation in the rafters there.
No, none at all.
In the winter, it'll be terrible. Yeah,
you're going to have to insulate that whole area there, Sasha, for that to be viable. Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're going to totally do up this section.
Okay.
Now, are you, I know that you are not as tall as me, but are you standing right now? Like, can you actually stand in there? It looks like a really, really short.
In the main, in my office, you can't see my air quotes, but in my office, I can stand. The rest of it, I have to not stand. Down. I have to crouch. Yeah. Okay, right. I'm climbing down really the crazy cool. ladder. There's one ladder. More spot to show you.
See, it just goes dark for us. What are you actually climbing?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Is it one of those?
It is literally just a dark ladder.
Is it one of those pull-down ladders that you pull down and fold up? Or does, is that
no, it's always there. I clean the mouse poo off of it, and now it's good.
The what poo? The what poo?
Mouse poo.
Oh, mouse poo. Oh, I thought not you said moose poo. I thought, how can you get moose?
There's a
in
lot
your
of
house?
That here. There's a moose lot poo? Of moose, but there's none in the house.
Oh, good.
And here's the basement. It is lovely down here. It's cool and refreshing.
You should make
and
part
I
of
have...
this your office.
Wait
Sasha.
A minute. Did you just pass a bear?
That you is should... my washing machine. This should you be should... my office down here.
Yes, you really need to make this part of your office. It's far more suitable.
Yeah, and in really hot days, it will be cooler.
It'll be cooler. Yep. Yeah,
that's I have this, true.
In my house,
this should be
is cooler.
This should be much better.
32 degrees last summer.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a basement too. It's not as big as your basement is, but. Because it doesn't look like you've got a garage or anything like that under there, do you? It
well, like here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Here I walk into what is kind of the garage.
Okay.
It's only a man door, so you can't actually like drive into it. But
then
like
it's not a garage, Sasha. Sorry.
Well, we're gonna So what we're gonna do is see it's these weird garage. Panels here.
Yeah.
We're gonna like cut that out. And then we're going to put two doors that, like, open out. You know what
you
I mean?
Just make sure that's not a load-bearing wall. You better make sure that's not a load-bearing wall.
It won't be.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness,
at least
guys.
Not anymore.
You cut it. No, you don't
Once
want
we
your
cut
house
it down, it's
down.
Not going to be load-bearing.
That's true, but you don't want your house to fall down, Sasha. Come on.
Outside walls
that's
like that
okay.
tend to be load-bearing.
I'll ask somebody.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
and then
again,
outside.
We're gonna go back
I'm not
going to
give you like a tour of outside.
You got a gorgeous view. How big
yes.
is the property
Hold
that
on.
Your house is on? Sasha?
I hope we're going to be able to keep you. It's getting choppy. 5 acres. 5 acres? Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I didn't.
My God.
There we go.
We could put an airstrip right on your property, Sasha. There'd be room, I tell you. There's room. We could do that.
Okay. Well, see, there we go.
I could land the plane right there next to your house.
I'm going to get back into my face here. Okay. Hold on. There we go. Tour is done. Okay. So I'm sort of hiding out because there are feral cats on the property, and we're trying to discourage them. But then there are neighbors who are trying to encourage them. So the neighbors feed the cats in our back property, and then I go take the food away.
Ooh. Why are the neighbors on your property?
Think the cats are really hungry.
Take
Why
the food
are the neighbors
and put it
on
their property?
Yeah, there you go.
I want the cats to leave. I want them to find some other property to go to.
I know what you want, but your neighbors need to put the food on their own property, not on your property.
No, but for a very long time, there was nobody here because Keith went to the home in November.
Mm-hmm.
So for a long time, there was nobody stopping them.
Yeah, Okay.
Are you really?
Are you whispering so the neighbors don't hear you? So the cats.
Well, the cats. The cats.
Remember, there's no insulation on those outside walls, Bill. Hi, Dara.
Hello.
I don't know, Sasha. A well placed.
Yay!
Hi, Dara. Hello.
Dara.
How are you?
I got to see the whole house.
Yes, you did.
Yay!
I was all the way across my house, and I went, "Is that Sasha?" And came running into the office.
I guess I had the speakers up too loud.
By the way, Marshman, nice haircut.
You like that?
Yes, I do. I'm impressed.
A beard trimmer did it. I just
Yep. I've been there, done that. Yep, absolutely. Been there, done that.
A friend of mine does the same thing. He uses a trimmer to shave off the head, and then he uses an electric shaver to do the rest.
Yep. All black.
Yeah, I don't know that I would shave my hair, but I'd certainly cut it short. I have no problem doing that. I would.
Robbie, give him pointers.
Listen to you guys talking like you have a choice, you jerk.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Look at that.
Well, Robbie, you have a choice. You've got some fuzz. I mean, some hair growing.
It just grows out like Bobo the Clown. Like, that's it.
That's why you keep it nice and short, huh? That
yeah, works. Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
Sasha knows. The first time she saw me with hair, she laughed hysterically.
That is true. It was the funniest thing I have seen.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. Well, it's great seeing you guys. We're going to make Coffee Break a weekly thing. I'm going to try it out on Mondays at noon Eastern time. So work that into your own time zone. Of course, wow. See you there. She just kind of like dissolved into the background.
Yeah, she.
Oh.
Cool special effects over there at the Marshman.
Yeah, they're working on a new Star Trek like transporter.
It worked. It worked.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I'm gonna try this out on Mondays, guys. So make sure you're here if you can be. And those who are watching that wanted to be a part of it, go to our website, category5.tv, and just scroll down, and you'll see the Coffee Break. And the Coffee Break link will always be there with the next date. And I also put it on the Google Calendar, which you can see on our homepage, but you can also subscribe to the iCal file by going to category5.tv/subscribe, which is going to make sure that you get a notification beforehand. You can set your notifications to, you know, warn you that, hey, Coffee Break is in an hour or something like that whenever we schedule it. So we'll try the Monday thing for a little while, and we'll see how that goes. But either way, we're going to endeavor to keep this as a weekly get together for the community. Is everybody well? Like, I mean, the whole idea behind Coffee Break was to bring everybody together, and it's been a trying time for our entire world, and we're kind of all, I was gonna say spaced out, but that has a different translation as well.
Yeah,
we are totally spaced out, but we're like geographically spaced out, and you know, I want to know that everybody's doing well.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit stir crazy, but
300 miles yesterday on Saturday. So
Solbu's still going out. Yeah, I'm feeling the stir craziness too there, BP9. To be honest with you, I still go to work every day.
That's why this keeps me busy, keeps me out of trouble. So
good to have a project or something to do. I love having the show for that purpose.
That's what I do as well. Yeah, keep things busy. But I went for a walk the other day up to the rectory, so about half a mile. So it's the first time I've been out for 3 months. So I had a big walk, over the dog.
Yeah, I got to do the same thing. I got to get out and walk. So
I'm trying to get.
I did upgrade.
I'm only at 1,300 steps today, so I'm not doing very well.
Wait, I'll tell you what I'm at because I've been doing work at
that's
the house.
Scary.
17,670 steps.
But no way. It's only 1:30 your time.
She's got a big house. She's got a big house. That's all I can say. Yeah. That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's a big house.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. Wow. What time do
it's
you get up?
It's a huge house.
That's right. You get up at like, oh, dark 100, don't you, Sasha? Like 5
I do.
O'clock in
I
the
get
morning
up,
or something.
I get up at 5 in the morning. And actually, the sun is already out at 5 in the morning here. I don't know what it is about Newfoundland, but the days are longer.
The further north you go, the longer the days are. It's the same here.
Wait till winter.
Winter time is the other way, though. The days are going to be the shortest ever. So you'll get like, boop, that was your daylight.
What's crazy, too, about the work hours in Newfoundland is that it's 12-hour shifts. It's not 8-hour shifts like Ontario.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to have to get used to it. Mm. Yeah, because I'm going to either
that's
be
in
working.
Your line of work?
Like as it, a PSW, and not that's only mine. As a PSW and even Dave's line of work, his is 12 hours too. Wow. So I'm going to be working 7 in the morning till 7 at night or 7 at night till 7 in the morning.
Oh, how many days a week though?
I'm on call, so I have to be available 7 days a week. But that's to prove myself, right? And then once I've like finished the 3 months, so then they give me a line. So then I know
they've
my days.
Met you. And they realize how awesome you are, then you're in the clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, they know I'm super eager because I've already called the support desk to like see whether or not I could log on to my staff stuff so that I could start doing my online training sooner than later.
Nice. Nice.
When do you plan to finish doing the course? You have any schedule on how long you plan to work on the house until it's more or less done?
Well, the plan is to have it ready for winter by winter.
The correct answer is forever.
Exactly.
You're going to be working on that house forever. That's the thing.
Yeah. You know how you said you were working 12 hours a day?
Yeah,
add another 8 to that.
I really like my priority right now is the kitchen, and the bathroom, obviously.
Yes.
And then as soon as that's done, some sort of source of heat for the winter, because right now we only have one functioning baseboard. Heater. So if
well, just remember, if you're working on the bathroom, at least you have that potty up in the attic. So
Just be careful how you aim. Just be careful how you aim. That's great. All.
Yeah. That's my studio. Take it easy, everybody. It's great seeing you. I will see you on Wednesday for Category 5 Technology TV and again next Monday for another community coffee break. Yay. See ya.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Sasha, it's good to see you.